Welcome to Shomar Shava and Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sambi Akashalim, and Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Moed Kotom Dav Tetzain. The Gemara in Amud Beis, towards the end of the page, brings the pasuk that says, Nu'um David ben Ishai, Nu'um HaGever Hukam Al. And the Gemara dashes, what does it mean, Hukam Al? Nu'um David ben Ishai, Shehikim Ulo Shel Tshuva. David HaMelech established the yoke of Tshuva, and that was the uniqueness of David HaMelech. That's what he says about himself. What does it mean that David HaMelech, he came ulo shel tshuva? Simple understanding is that he did tshuva. But many before David HaMelech did tshuva as well. We know that Adam HaRishon did tshuva, and Reuven and Yehuda did tshuva, and Moshe and Aaron did tshuva. Why are we specifying David HaMelech more than everybody else? So one simple way it's brought down in Mefarshim, is that it's not only that David HaMelech did tshuva, but he was doing ulo shel tshuva, the yoke of tshuva. The tshuva was upon his shoulders his whole life. That's what the Yaris Vash says, and that was very unique about David, that he was carrying the flag or the yoke of tshuva the whole time, and that's what's unique about it. But the Vilna Gaon has a different explanation, and we mentioned it in passing a few days ago, but here it's where it belongs. And it's a Gevaldik Goyen, brought down the Tikkunim, and the Leshen quotes it, and the Pachad Yitzchak discusses it in Yom Kippur Maimon Yud Aleph. And the Goyen says as follows: true, many before David HaMelech did Tshuva, but their Tshuva was not fully effective, and they did not go back to their original state. Adam HaRishon did Tshuva, but he still has the punishment of dying. He didn't go back to his original state of Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet. Reuven did tshuva, but he still lost the Bechayra. Moshe Rabbeinu did tshuva, he still did not go into Eretz Yisrael. All the ones that did tshuva before David HaMelech did not return to where they belonged before. The only one who went back to his original state is David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. And that's what we learned Le'el and Daf Tes, that when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to go in Kodesh HaKadoshim, the doors did not open until he mentioned David HaMelech, and there everybody knew that there was a full mechila of David HaMelech. There was a full mechila sovereign. This is what's unique about David HaMelech, Shehikim Ulo Shel Tshuva. He showed how tshuva is so effective, how tshuva can bring back a person to his original state. And to explain this Gaon even more, this fits so beautifully with what Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen says in several places in his Sfarim. And this is one of the fundamental ideas that comes from the Torah of Ishbitz. And Rabbi Tzadok says that what the Chiddush of David HaMelech was that when he did Tshuva, he was able to turn away the Averis and make them into Schuyos. The fact that we know that Tshuva Me'ava makes Averis into Schuyos, that was something that David HaMelech was able to demonstrate. That is the tshuva of David HaMelech that goes back to his original state, meaning he did not lose anything, because all that he did bad turned to be good. And this is what Tzadik says connects to what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet, the Rashi quotes over here in our Daf. That the Gemara there says, Lo yarei David lo yisa maise. David HaMelech was not supposed to do the Aveir. David HaMelech at his level really should not fall. But so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol pushed him down that path in order to be melamed a people the derech of tshuva. Meaning, in order to emphasize how great tshuva is, that's why David HaMelech went through that place. And this is the yesod that David HaMelech is the beginning of Melech HaMashiach. And Melech HaMashiach is the one who's going to return the whole world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only do tshuva, but come and show how every single event in the world throughout the entire history, the good things and the bad also were part of Ratzon Hashem. How nothing goes to waste. And this is what David HaMelech is showing. That even a big Aveira, which seems so bad and terrible, through tshuva, one can turn it around and make it into good. That's the Hikim Ulo Shel Tshuva. If you take the Gaon and you tell it together, then David went back to his original state, and the way he did that is by taking all the Aveiras and turning them into Schuyos. And just to add to this, one more nekuda. This is the explanation why David HaMelech belongs to Shavuos from all the Amin Tovim. We know that Shavuos is the day of David HaMelech, that's the day he was Nifter, and that's why we read Rus and Shavuos, one of the reasons. Why does David HaMelech belong to Shavuos specifically? Shavuos is a time of Torah. The answer is because the Torah that we got in Shavuos, we lost. Am Yisrael v'chayte, and they lost the Torah. They got the second Luchos in Yom Kippur. But what about the first Luchos? David the Melech, Shehi Kim Hula Shetshuva, and shows that you can go back to your original state. He brings us back to the highest level where Am Yisrael were, the level of Kabbalah Luchos Rishonis. That's why David the Melech is there, because he's the one who creates the derech, the way, to go back to the original state, David HaMelech, Hikim Ulo Shal Tshuva. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.